Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are talking with our buddy Max. We forgot to ask him to come up with a segment name.
Oh, darn.
We can't even say like Max Minutes or anything like that because it's, we always get in a great conversation with him.
I don't know. I'll have to think on it.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say about him other than what we've said the last two times. He's just so great.
Yes. So, not really a lot to say. I mean, it's, we kind of caught up. It's been a year since we last spoke with him. It does not seem that way. I mean, this is what happens because then we're talking about other things. And I feel like we've talked with some other people and I'm like, no, that would have been 2 years ago.
Right.
So enjoy our catching up with Max. That's not going to be the name of the segment either, but just where we are. And we'll meet you back here after.
Hello.
Max.
Oh, check nice out the hat. Yeah.
He was wearing a shirt with tacos and wings on him. Now he switched to his state of mind.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What's going on? Love your hat.
Yep. For Sunny.
Aww. Oh,
that's cool.
Well, that's more Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's been back for a year. Because remember, he came back the week of my birthday last year.
He did.
That's awesome. And that's right when, that was the last time that we talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's on your shirt?
State of mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that the one that Marie sent you?
Uh-huh.
That's really cool. Look, we have shirts too. We're going to send you one, okay?
Yay!
You'll have a whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? The last time we talked to you, you were 7.
Now I'm 8, and we just all came back from seeing Mount Rushmore.
Wow. That was cool.
Last Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, I saw your pictures. You were on a pier. You were on Pier 54? Or what did it say? Or was it Poor 54?
Poor 54.
There it is.
Oh,
Poor 54
cute.
Tap house. Your mom sent me a picture. So it was really cute. You're being shy today.
Yeah, it's just been a while since I've had an interview.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you want to talk about?
Everything.
Okay.
On General Hospital, I mostly want to talk about General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to talk about most about General Hospital?
I don't know. And has this even started?
Yep.
What happened to the intro?
We add that afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah. You know our intro, though, don't you?
You find yourself yelling at the TV.
So what do you think about... Okay, we'll just stick with Sunny because you have Sunny's outfit going on. How do you... What do you think about how Sunny's been the past year?
Really good. Also with Nina.
Yeah? You like him with Nina?
Mm-hmm. My brother's been saying that Sunny and Carly might get back together because we've gotten back together so many times after all that yelling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really watch it much, so...
You don't want him back together with Carly? You want him to stick with Nina?
Mm-hmm.
So do you like Carly and Drew?
Yes.
Yeah?
Who do you think will die?
I don't know. I think it's going to be somebody... I don't want to say insignificant, but I think that it's just going to be like someone we don't know. Like just an innocent bystander that gets mistaken for...
So like, you didn't see the General Hospital magazine. It showed...
Nope.
Diane, it showed Michael, Nina, Brando, and Ava. It said that one of those people that I just said is going to die.
No. Don't
it's
like that they are not.
It is really most likely to be Brando. Ava, Brando, Nina, Diane, Michael. Who who else could it be out of those five? It's one and five of each.
Yeah. Did it say one of these people will die, or did it just say somebody dies and they were on the picture? It said
one of these people will die.
Oh, no.
It is a tough choice, but it's most likely, like I said, to be Brando.
I agree with you. If it has to be one of that five, I would think Brando.
Yeah.
Aww.
Or Diane.
No!
I'm just saying, those are the two, not that they're insignificant, but yeah, lesser significance.
Nope.
It's gotta be some, all of those victims, like Diane, Michael, Nina, Brando, and Ava, all have a connection with Sonny.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the connection is Sonny?
Yes.
See, I think it's Trina.
I thought it was Rory. I mean, there's a whole bunch of reasons.
Mm-hmm. What are your reasons? Because I think it was Rory too. I think Brando was an accident. I think that he was trying to get Joss, and Brando was accidentally there. So
like, he went because Joss, the back alley's dangerous. He was going to check on Joss because she's really related to Sonny. She was about to get attacked, but it ended up being Brando.
I wonder if...
And, sorry, I was supposed to give my reasons for Rory.
Yes.
Oh. He's a cop. We would also barely expect him to be an attacker like this.
Mm-hmm.
Both victims were related to Trina, Ava, and Joss. But the police don't know that because... Because the attacker ended up being Brando.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever had a cop killer? A cop be a killer on the show.
Like, our last serial killer was the DA who attacked Sabrina.
Yes, that was Paul Hornsby. He was they called him the angel killer, I think.
I think he's the one who had Elizabeth go down the stairs, too.
Paul Hornsby?
Uh-huh.
I honestly don't remember.
Mm-mm.
And you do remember Frank? You don't remember Frank, though, finding Elizabeth at the bottom of the stairs after she had fallen?
I don't know. I don't specifically remember that, but okay.
I feel like it's like one of those things. I feel like I can see it, but I don't remember actually. Oh my gosh. I don't remember seeing that.
Go on YouTube. I've seen it like a million times.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. So we're actually talking about Paul Hornsby because he was part of the whole cartel thing. But this was way back in the early 90s. So yeah, totally different time.
I think he was also working with Ava for something.
Now we're going to have to do a 411 on Paul Hornsby.
Yeah.
I think that you're right. I think that he did have a connection to Ava.
Yeah.
By the way, what's 411?
Oh, that's when, you know how we do that episode on Thursdays? 411 means information. So that's why we call it the Port Charles 411.
I've listened to those episodes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's where we got the name from, is because 411 means information.
We also listened to a lot of them on our way back and to our vacation.
How long was the trip? How long was the drive? You drove a lot, right?
Uh-huh. But it was a total of 11 days gone from our house.
Oh, my God.
That is so awesome, though. It looks like you had a great trip.
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
Mount Rushmore, of course. Who doesn't know that? Everybody asked me.
Well, there might be some people that are listening that don't watch that don't follow you on, like, Instagram or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, back to Rory. So why else do you think it could be Rory?
I think Esme, like, on the show, said that she had some adopted brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And they were adopted. So maybe Rory found out about what happened to her and is trying to attack people related to Trina or something. But
okay.
There's other victims on the magazine that is related to Sonny. Mm-hmm. It could be Cyrus.
Yeah, I do like the idea that it could be somebody working for Cyrus.
Working for Cyrus. I'm
not
sorry.
Actually Cyrus. No, he's still in jail.
I know. I have a weird connection to him. I don't think he's as creepy as she does, but who were the crime families that Sunny just blew up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that Rory could be related to... Who was it? It was the...
I can see it in my head, but I don't know their names.
Wait, what do you mean Sunny blew up a...
Remember the limo that blew up after... it wasn't Sunny. Because it was Jason and Carly's wedding.
Right.
And
the limo was meant for them, but those other guys blew up.
Yep.
It was people, from one of the five mobs, but I can't remember their names.
Right? Yep. That's what we're saying. I can't think of their last names.
All right, hold on. The five families...
Oh, yeah. We already know the crime.
Novak. That's who. Okay, hold it.
Novak
and Bushima.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. I was thinking, what if Rory was in a family from one of Sunny's enemies?
Miss Wu.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I like the idea. I would have liked it to be Brad killing everyone. Because that's totally unsuspected, but he's too short for what that killer looked like.
Core lifts.
I don't think he's that. He wouldn't have it planned out that well.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Hmm. So you think Ms. Wu might be behind it?
Yes, but... Oh, here's something I just realized. Brad is working for Wu. Like you guys said a few seconds ago, you guys would like Brad... to be the killer.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Wu has Brad after Sunny's related friends, Joss, Ava, and who knows who's next, Nina?
I would like that. I don't think Brad could go through with that killing, but I would like that.
Miss Wu would have him if he was working for her. He'd do anything.
Right.
His auntie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for some reason, I'm just thinking about Willow.
Yeah?
I need you to go back and... I could do it. I need to go back and watch my videos and see how long Willow's been a chicken.
She's been a chicken? Why do you say she's a chicken?
Because she's scared all the time. Like, she has leukemia all the time.
Well, that's not really something that she can control there.
She doesn't tell people the truth. Just like the other day when she was talking to Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Gay house.
Yeah, she's trying to hide it.
Especially from Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else is going on?
I wonder if he'll be the one to die. All right, let's go through this list here.
Wait, who again? Yes. Oh, yeah. He was on the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all want him to die, but he's Jerk
6.0. Jerk
6.0. Wow.
That's pretty high. Speed. Why don't you like Michael?
Well, I don't know. Speaking of Jerk 6.0. Let's talk about Jerk 5.0.
Okay.
Curtis, Jordan, with divorce papers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying Curtis was a jerk.
He is Jerk 5.0.
Why?
Do you understand? He got mad at Jordan twice now for no reason. And he's going to leave Portia now.
Mm-mm. I don't think he's not going to leave her.
You know why? Because Portia is hiding Curtis's daughter from him.
And yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yep.
Friday, Curtis said, even if we did get back together, would you still be honest to me or would you lie again?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what about Portia's honesty? Curtis doesn't know. Jordan knows.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis doesn't know what Jordan means. And I'm Raise your hand if you think Aunt Stella is famous.
If she's famous, she is.
Yeah.
I've seen her on a Wendy's ad a bunch of times, and she was on a Credit Karma ad.
She's done a lot of, she's an actress who has been, she's been working for a really long time. She's been in a lot of different things. So you think that Curtis is going to leave Portia because she lied, not because he's not divorced from Jordan?
Well, because Portia lied. That is Curtis's daughter, worse than hiding divorce papers.
True.
Yes. I thought you were saying that Curtis was going to leave Portia because he's not divorced yet. But no, I think he'll leave because of being lied to about Trina.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me have it for a few seconds. Do you know the show? Let's go back to Aunt Stella.
Okay.
Do you know the show Generation Gap?
Oh, that's a game show, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a secret celebrity that the kids are seeing, that the juniors or seniors don't know. And so Aunt Stella needs to be on there.
That would be good.
Okay, back to Curtis and Jordan.
I agree with you. He's going to leave Portia whenever he finds out that Trina's his daughter.
I don't think he has a daughter. Like, any kids.
No, he doesn't have any kids that he knows of.
Ever been Trina.
Right.
So who's Jerk 4.0?
Smoltz.
Okay.
Or it can be Kevin.
You think that Smoltz is less of a jerk than Curtis?
For hurting Sasha? Yes.
See, I think he's more of a jerk then.
He should be 6.0. Michael could be 5.0.
Okay. Okay.
Curtis is 8.
That's a good ranking system.
But I just said Curtis is 8.
Curtis is now 8. Okay.
No, he's 5. Michael, not much, but he's 4. Okay. Smoltz is definitely like 6 or 7.
Who's right. Number one?
Felty?
Is one worse or better?
One is worse. It's definitely Smoltz and Felty. Okay. What they've done to Sasha.
Yes. So we want Smoltz. So we want Felty to be number one. We can put Smoltz at number two.
Uh-huh. And also, what did I say? Oh, whoever is taking Brando out should be ashamed of herself. They
should.
Yeah, but we don't know, but whoever attacked Brando is definitely 1.0. Okay, Brando's a good man. I love him, but he can't die. We don't want anyone to die. We don't want Ava to die. Brando, Nina, Diane, maybe a little bit Michael, but he's a classic.
You know what, though? He has been shot and lived. Like, he was brain dead, and he's back. So he could get hooked and die real quick, and he'll be back.
I'd be okay if Nina died.
I know you would. I don't think that statement is going to shock anybody.
How dare you?
I don't like her.
You don't like who, Nina?
Nina, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry that disappoints you, but yeah, I don't like her. I don't like what she did to Sunny and Carly. She should have been honest.
Yeah, I think that too, but I still like Sunny and Nina.
Well, we still like Sunny.
Yeah.
Amanda just really does not like Nina.
Yeah. Do you not like Carly and how she's acting right now? It's not a big deal. Sunny's already back. Just need to back off, Carly.
I mean, you don't really back off your husband.
Nah.
No. What do you think Ryan's up to?
Maybe.
Do you think that Ryan could have anything to do with the hooker?
I don't know. Why would you say that? I mean, like...
Because he targeted... The hooker targeted Ava.
And then was after Joss.
Yeah, that's... See, that's why I think that it's Rory, because then he's eliminating anyone that's around Trina.
Including Ava.
Including Ava, mm-hmm. Yep.
But the rest of the victims on the magazine, Nina, Diane, and Michael, they all relate to Sunny.
They do. Right. They do.
But not Trina. I agree.
It could be Rory, But I also really, really think that it's somebody working for Cyrus.
I don't know, because I feel like Cyrus was going more after Laura.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gone right now.
Mm-hmm. She is. I'm not ready for any of these people to die.
Except for Brando.
Well, no, I don't want him to.
I mean, it's most likely. And speaking of Brando, Brando dies. They cannot take Gladys off.
Gladys will need to stay there to help take care of Sasha.
If Brando dies and Gladys goes off, I will die too.
Oh, you won't die. You'll just be very upset.
Okay.
You like Gladys, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The actress really likes you, huh? Have you ever talked to her?
No, but she does follow me. And I got a new shirt, to her hospital shirt. She liked it, and she bought one for herself.
That is so sweet.
That is cute.
Just some random little hospital shirt.
Yeah.
Sorry. I heard from my dad it was rude to talk about other people's shows on interviews.
Oh, it's okay. It's James, right? It's JLJ Media?
Uh-huh.
We'll give him a plug, because we're friends with James. We like James.
Yeah, I got a shirt of him. Mm-hmm. And Gladys likes him, and so she commented and said, like your shirt. Maybe she buys one for herself.
Yep, that's cool. That is really cool.
I wonder if she'll wear it on GH. Maybe other people will notice it.
Well, maybe. I do appreciate the support, though, Rocky. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that Esme is really dead, or you think she's just hiding somewhere?
She's alive, definitely. She has a 3-year contract.
Oh.
Okay, then.
You have to get a business plan. And I don't know what you can do. I mean, what you're doing now, but you're awesome.
Thanks. Can't believe it's already been 3 interviews.
I know.
Speaking of interviews, I don't know why I said speaking of, but we haven't talked about anything about Cody.
Okay, let's talk about Cody. Do you like him?
Other people don't.
I know. I don't know why. I like him.
Some people think he could be the hooker for no reason. Mm.
I don't think so.
Barely knows, Ava.
We need to be paying attention to who is left-handed. Because the hooker was using their left hand. That's why a lot of people think it's Ryan.
Ooh.
Is Cody left-handed?
I don't know.
He was gluing this week. Which hand was he gluing with?
His right. He held the base with his left and he used his right hand to put the...
Boom. Not Cody.
It just makes sense if it was Ryan. I don't think he has a hand anymore.
Mm-mm.
It would make sense if it was Ryan. Yeah.
It would, but I don't know how he would have got out already.
How does the man do anything that he does?
Well, that's true.
Esme fell off the parapet, did not die, somehow broke him out. And now he's, I don't know, I want to see him learn of Esme's death. Because I think that that's what's going to break him out of his fake locked-in syndrome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So you said that a lot of people don't like Cody, but do you like Cody?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I don't like Roy that much.
No.
What do you think Cody did for Dante? They keep talking about him helping Dante out when they were younger. What do you think he did?
I don't think he did anything. It's probably that Dante did something and Cody took the blame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it was really bad.
Yeah.
What do you think it could be?
I don't know. That's when they were kids. It can't be a hooking thingy.
No. Can't be the hooking thing.
No.
No, but it definitely sounds like the way that Dante is talking about it, it's like if he were caught, he wouldn't have been allowed to become a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's when they were teenagers, because what, they met at 12?
Right.
So if they were 17 when this thing happened, they weren't adults yet, but they could have been, you know, that's when you're planning for college and figuring out what you're going to do for your life. So if Dante did something that bad,
I kind of like that they're giving Dante a little bit of a bad side. Not a bad side, but like a he's not always been the perfect mama's boy that I mean, he's just I don't know. I know what I'm thinking in my head. I don't think it's
right. He's made mistakes too. He hasn't always been perfect. Right.
Yeah. But he made a serious mistake that could have prevented him from being a cop.
What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. A lot has happened in the past year.
With Brando and Gladys.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
We did talk about Sasha with Brando and Gladys.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Sasha. People are recording her talk, the baby, and now Brando.
Yeah.
She's had a lot going on.
That's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to be okay?
No, of course not.
Do you think she's going to get worse?
Yes.
Yeah.
She might. Her baby and maybe Brent.
Yeah. Were you mad that Lucy kicked her out of Deception?
A little. But she needed that. Because, like, she went crazy on live TV. She's on drugs. What else is the company supposed to do?
Right. That is true. It's a good lesson.
Oh, Nicholas is Dirk 3.0.
Okay, Nicholas is 3. I'm writing these down.
Oh.
So I have Felty is 1, Smoltz is 2, Nicholas is 3.
Curtis is 4.
Oh, Curtis is 4.
Michael's 5.
Michael's 5.
And who else? What else? I'm missing something.
Oh, whoever hooked Brando.
Yes.
Are they 6 or are they?
Okay. Let me go back. Okay. Michael is 6.
Okay.
Curtis is 5.
Okay.
Nicholas is 4. Smoltz is 3. Felty's 2. And whoever attacked Brando and Ava is number 1.
Okay. Gotcha. I like it. I like it. So why don't you like Rory?
I don't know. I just don't like him with Trina.
Yeah.
She needs to be with Spencer.
I agree with you. I think Amanda agrees with you.
I do. I agree with you.
Your dad doesn't agree with us, though, huh?
Yeah.
No, he likes Trina and Rory together. Mm-hmm. Now, you loved Sydney and Michaela. Do you like the new Trina?
Yes, I love both very, very much.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that because I like her.
Do you like the new Jordan?
I really don't know if I have an actual opinion, if that makes any sense. Oh, we forgot to talk about that one time because someone brought up that she's like 9 years older than the actor who plays TJ.
Right.
And everyone's like, yeah, but the last one was only 3 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
The only one who actually could have been his mom was the very first one.
Right.
I think. I don't think she was that. So the girl that plays Jordan, she's actually only 9 years older than the guy who plays TJ.
Is that good?
Well, it would have meant that she was 9 when she had him. And that's
too young.
Too young.
Oh.
It just it doesn't make sense. You know how sometimes they change the ages?
Yeah.
That's probably a really complex concept to talk about right now. We'll change the subject.
Do you like that Dante and Sam are moving in together?
Surprise. It was kind of a surprise because I thought Dante was moving in with Sam. I thought Sam was moving in with Dante.
Oh, okay.
Sam was moving into Dante's moving into Sam's house. Mm-hmm. And Mom doesn't really like the couple. I don't really have an opinion.
No.
Yet.
I don't like them together either. I just wondered what you thought since they have kids that were moving to.
Rocco, Danny, and Scout. That's like 3 kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they might have a new one.
Oh, I hope not.
Okay. Meh.
Oh, well, that's going to make sense. She'll get pregnant and then Lulu will come out of the coma.
That does make sense, but I don't want that to happen.
They've done that before. They could not do that. That'd be great.
It's going to be at the wedding.
No. We've done that one before too, though.
Yeah.
Hold it. You talked about Sabrina before. You know Sabrina?
Yes, I've heard of her.
Okay.
She got married to Michael, too. She got with Michael.
Well, he watches a lot of YouTube.
He does. Okay, well, because she died in 2016.
Yeah,
so.
My mom showed me the video.
Okay.
Of the DA attacking her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a shock that she died.
It was. That was really, really sad.
Yeah. Poor Michael, too.
Well, see, why isn't Willow on that list? Do you know that every girl that has been with Michael, like his girlfriends, they've all died?
Yes, yeah, Sabrina. And also, he's married all of Silas Cliff's daughters other than Sabrina.
Yep.
Kiki, Willow, not yet, maybe.
True.
Yep. He also had a girlfriend named Abby, and she died.
Never heard of her.
Yep, she died. The only one who didn't, her name was Star, but that's because the character had to leave the show.
Oh.
Because it's a whole big story, but ABC was no longer allowed to have her character on the show. So they don't even reference that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like they erased her. So she doesn't really count as having gotten out alive.
Yeah. Maybe they like somehow, like, I don't know. And to me, it was a shock when Willow got pregnant.
Yeah.
She was sick. She was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Shock when TJ told her, and she also needs to tell Michael.
She does. I think she's going to wait a few more weeks for that, though.
Yeah,
that'll be
slide.
Oh, so maybe Michael will die, and then she'll be like, "I should have told him."
Oh, that would be good.
Oh yeah, and also he's on the list to die.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It would make perfect sense.
What do you think about Dex?
Most people think he is the hooker. Dante said, you know, this guy's everywhere. It's kind of funny. He was at the corn maze picnic right by the boathouse when Ava got stabbed.
Mm-hmm. Also,
he left Charlie's pub right before Brando got attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically a suspect, and most people think he is the hooker.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't think it would make sense that much if Michael died because he's having Dex killing. No, but why would he be after Jaws? But Michael's not that terrible. Never mind.
Right. No, Michael would not have his sister killed. You are correct.
I do feel like Michael is after Sonny by Dex after somebody, but it feels right and it doesn't feel right.
Why don't they? Okay, so on tomorrow's show of our show, they talked a lot about tea during the week this week. And so I was like, is Sunny's coffee business in trouble? Why don't they have Michael have a competitive tea business and drive him out?
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Actually have Michael, you know, bring him down with business.
Business, yeah.
Instead of being shady. You know, he says he's been this big corporate CEO man. Have him actually fight business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's usually involved in the core man business. But it would be funny and make a lot of sense if he had his, like, a coffee or tea Starbucks kind of place, like a tea.
Mm-hmm.
But most people would definitely go to Krampus Coffee, and sadly it wouldn't work. But he would still get some customers.
I think so, yep. So what about, okay, so here's, I've also seen people saying that maybe the hooker is either Mason or Austin. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Mason said he was after Ava. He doesn't even know her.
Well, it was because she overheard Mason and Austin talking, and so.
And also, if he was the hooker, he would also be after Joss. So that doesn't make sense.
Right. That does not make sense. Well, no. Because we still don't know anything about Mason. We don't know what is this thing that Austin's supposed to be going back to?
Right.
Right.
Don't you know?
I don't know. If it wasn't going to be one of the main characters that died, I would have said that it was going to be Mason, because then it would be longer that they had to keep the secret of why Austin is there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And also, we don't like Austin and Maxie. We want Maxie, Spinelli, Britt, and Austin.
Oh, you want Britt to date Austin?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It wasn't
not
just
Cody. Britt. Not Cody?
I kind of want Britt with Austin and Cody.
She has to pull one.
In my opinion. It's
remember this whole Trina, Spencer, Rory thing? You can only pick one.
Oh. Well, I picked Trina and Spencer.
Yeah. But remember, Trina had to pick either Spencer or Rory.
Oh, you're right. I don't know who she'll pick.
What do you think of Chase and Brooklyn together, finally?
Did you hear an ooh in the background?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Who said that?
My mom.
Oh. Is
well,
she happy?
We liked them together, and then it took like 1 million years.
Yes.
And
it
then
took way too long.
And then now everybody's just sick of them.
I think they just need to move the story along a little bit more. They're taking too long with making him a pop star.
Yeah. That as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that he will be a pop star? Or do you think he'll go back to being a cop?
I wanted to go back to a cop, and I thought the pop star thing was just a joke. I mean, it's really like a dumb storyline.
Yeah.
I had a thought, and then it just went away.
The other day, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
And her flight to Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned more about her history. Her name was actually Caroline Benson.
Yep. So there's a lot about Carly's past.
Well, we don't know about, like, much.
Yep.
She left her phone on the plane. The plane services should just let her in the plane and get her phone.
Yep, she needed to stop at the lost and found.
And she needs to go there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save herself some money.
Maybe they're not open all the time.
Maybe not.
We should wait till the next day for them to open.
Maybe.
But we learned a lot about when Carly was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Well, not a little girl. She was a teenager.
Right.
And so that lady was a friend of Carly's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I just got an idea from somewhere over here.
Okay.
My mom said, and it's a good theory. What if the plane crashed and this is all just a dream?
Oh. Yeah, I like that.
See, I thought it was interesting. We didn't think about the fact that Carly's plane could crash as even a thought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we might need, just need to find out tomorrow or maybe right now. I need it to be right now.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and sometimes they take like a whole week to go through things.
Just like the quartermain picnic.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a really long picnic.
Uh-huh. 4 days. Imagine that.
So, okay. Carly, the plane crashed. She's in Florida. Is she alive or dead? Just in a coma? What? Alive, but in a coma?
I'm in a coma. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, like, they're not killing her off.
Well, because maybe then she'll find out something about Nell while she's down there. I don't know.
Maybe
do you think Nell is really Mina's daughter, or do you think they're going to change that?
Nell is Mina's daughter.
Well, that's what we think, but we don't know because they never checked to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, then they can't kill Mina. Because Willow's not that Willow's not going to care, but
right, she needs
Willow's,
to know that that's her mom first.
Yeah, I don't think that she would really be that affected finding out after Nina passed away, because Nina has been the one that's been way more hostile towards her
Willow has definitely given it back, but Nina has
been the meanest
initiator of a lot. And I don't think Willow's going to be that upset.
So right now, Nina, Michael, and Ava are clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael's not totally in the clear.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Michael, Diane, and Brando are just left. I mean, Nina and Ava are definitely in the clear.
You know what, though? They're not going to kill Michael because he needs to be caught doing what he's doing to Sunny.
That makes sense. Yeah, so, Sunny needs to find out.
And they need to have that fight. So they're not going to kill Michael. It might be Brando, darn it.
It's been so long that I can't even remember the last time Michael started.
He started this fight a couple months after Sunny came back, so it's coming up on a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be Diane, because that just does not make any sense. You know, she's not on enough for her to die.
You know, it does make sense.
Don't know.
Other people dying, like, what if Lulu in a coma? She's a great actress. Why would they do that? Also, killing Nell off.
Yeah, that was sad.
Julian, Cyrus off for a while, all shockers. We have a shocker that maybe Diane dies. It's possible. It's a 1 out of 5 of Ava, Brando, Nina, Michael, and Diane. 1 out of 5 of each.
It couldn't be Julian. Julian wouldn't help Ava.
No.
But her sister would. Olivia Jerome would.
That's true.
Do you know that Julian and Ava have another sister?
Julian and Ava. No.
Her name's Olivia. And she was obsessed with Ryan, wasn't she? Hold it. Google.
Yes, she fell off this thing and got found. Like it was like a 30-foot balcony or something. I think so.
Is she alive or dead?
I mean, even if it says she's dead.
Are you talking about Olivia or Heather Weber?
Olivia.
Oh, Heather Weber would be good.
No.
Didn't she use a hook on somebody else?
Okay, I am all in favor of if they bring back somebody. I don't see where Olivia was not with Ryan Chamberlain. Why did I think that she might have?
I don't know, but I like
she was obsessed with Duke. That's her
idea. Because I swear she used a hook on somebody else.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Who's Duke?
Duke Lavery is, he died too, but he was Anna Devane.
He was with
Anna Devane. Sorry, he was.
Yeah.
Do you know that people think Olivia Jerome is Esme's mom?
Like Olivia Quartermain, and Olivia Quartermain.
No, Olivia Jerome.
She also Jerome.
Olivia Jerome is a different girl, and she is the sister of Julian and Ava.
Okay. Does she have a son or daughter? I don't know if that relates to anything, but I'm just asking.
No, but she's... Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't think she did. But she is... I could see her.
Yeah, she's pretty evil.
Yeah, she's evil.
Just like Ava. Ava's actually... She's Cassidy, and she's pretty evil, even though she's a nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Julian.
Yes. They are... Not the most good people, but also
not totally bad.
They have complex pasts.
Yeah.
They're better than they used to be.
Yeah. Ava and Julian's still pretty evil.
I'm just trying to think of who would try to kill Joss, and I feel like Olivia Jerome, for whatever reason. Huh.
I swear Heather did try to kill somebody with a hook.
Amanda's looking to see if Heather Weber ever tried to kill anyone with a hook.
She didn't, but she was after Sam and Jason's baby. I think it was Danny. Like, when he was a baby, Heather Weber was trying to take him. She did, but Jason and Sam took him back, went up the hospital stairs, and was on the balcony roof.
Hmm. No, we need to stick with it's Rory.
Or somebody working for Cyrus.
Or somebody working for Cyrus.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense much.
So what do you think Spencer's going to do while he's in jail?
Sit down for 3 months. It will be okay. He's gonna do a sentence.
Yes.
3 month sentence.
But do you think that he's going to make friends in jail, or do you think that he's going to come out? And
it would be good if he found somebody maybe related or know Spencer in jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's related to Cyrus. Because Laura is his grandma.
Yeah. And
Cyrus
also,
is. Mm-hmm.
Ride Springridge, not Pentonville.
Right.
I think Cyrus is in Pentonville.
He is, yes.
Cyrus. Great uncle, I think. Speaking of great uncle. Oh, Nicholas. Laura's son is Nicholas.
Yep.
Laura's brother is Cyrus.
Yes.
Name of family relation.
Yes.
Laura's son is Nicholas. I want to make Cyrus Nicholas's uncle.
Uncle.
Also,
and then, yes.
Martin Gray.
Yes.
Martin.
The hooker couldn't be Martin, right?
That would be so good if it was.
Why?
No.
I love that idea. He's unexpected.
No.
He's supposed to be out of town right now.
And also before both attacks, like days before the attacks, he left town. I mean, but why would he be after Ava and Joss?
I don't know, but that would be good. I like the idea of it being someone unexpected.
Yeah, people could be so evil, they kill people that they barely know.
Yes.
Just like Mason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ava like that.
So I just had a thought, and I don't know why I went, because I went from Martin to Lucy to Deception. You know what would really be throwing people off? If Brooklyn made Chase the face of Deception and change it up.
Oh, yeah.
And have it be a guy be the face of Deception and then have him get his
prize from that. A guy does Crimson.
True. He does. It's Valentine. No. Sorry, Deception. I thought, I was talking about Deception.
Oh. Drew owns Crimson.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I guess Nina has two jobs now. Metro Court and Crimson.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Nina dies, Carly can get back the Metro Court.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
She dies on the plane.
True. Yeah, but I don't feel like they would kill Carly and Michael.
Why do you think they would kill Michael off?
Well, because he's on that list. Yeah.
I know, but, like, why do you think other than the list? I know he's on the list, but it would be weird if they killed him off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe just to make Sonny regret another son that he lost his relationship with?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, let me tell you, there are people in both rooms, and I can tell you, they're both laughing and we're both listening to you.
We can't kill all of Sonny's children.
Okay.
He's not even just active in the mob now, though. That's the thing. See, that's the problem. He's not even... This would have made sense to happen last year when he was out of town and he was being... Oh, yeah, honey. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me have a few seconds. Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan.
Oh! But he wouldn't go after Joss.
Or
maybe
Ava.
Ava was the target. Oh, no. I could see Morgan going after Ava.
Yeah, because she's the one that switched his meds. That caused him to go crazy.
Does that explain why Michael hates Ava and Joss a lot?
Yeah, but Morgan wouldn't hate Joss.
I'm talking about Joss hating Ava. Like,
that's
crazy. That explains why Michael and Joss do not like Ava.
Right.
Okay.
That's why.
So, okay, who else would have been in the restaurant? If it was Morgan, maybe Joss was not the target. Maybe Brando was an innocent bystander. But who would have been in there that he would have wanted to take out?
So here are the people who were in the restaurant.
Okay.
Charlie's Pub workers.
Okay.
Sasha, Gladys, Sonny. Mm-hmm. Joss, Dex.
Maybe Dex was the target and whoever it is didn't know because he's not so super prominent, and maybe mistaken Brando for Dex. And if it's Morgan, he'd be avenging the person who's Sunny, because Sunny is now building that bond with Dex.
Okay.
I think Brando's an accident no matter what. Like, I don't think that Brando was the intended target.
No.
Oh, I need to ask a quick, are you on General Hospital? Because you are the Pier 54. So you're on General Hospital, basically.
We are trying to be on General Hospital.
Just joking.
No, we're not.
You're a Pier 54.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we got the name from. They're you know what would be awesome? Is what? If General Hospital put the three of us on.
Yes.
That would be really cool. Well, did you know Nina got an assistant and her name was Shannon? So I'm now a character.
Yay!
I know. Well, and you are, Max is the name of Diane's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a character. What about you?
Amanda Barrington.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
She was like a wealthy, but she's loaded and like was running the town.
I would like to be loaded.
The three of us are on General Hospital.
Yes. They just keep forgetting to write us into the script.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you. Did my mom text you that I lost a tooth? Like,
no.
You didn't see it while I was doing my video either? Thursday and Friday?
Is it? Well, which tooth is it? Oh, it's over to the side. Okay.
Did the tooth fairy come?
I think it just fell out, like, Thursday morning.
Oh, okay.
Before.
Did it hurt?
Like, no. Like, it ain't caused any blood. Like, I thought all tooths hurt when it comes out, and it gets, like, a red blood or something.
Mm-hmm.
But this tooth is just a regular tooth. No hurtings, no blood. It was just a regular tooth coming out.
Okay. Nice. Very nice.
Like, it was like a really, it was like a big shock. Like, at that moment, me and my mom were in her room and it just came out.
My daughter accidentally swallowed a couple of her teeth because they just fell out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I was messing with it kind of in. Got a little stuck, I think, and then it just automatically came out. I had it with my two fingers, so it didn't fall on my. Nope. You know, I almost swallowed gum.
Mm.
But I got it back somehow.
Well, that's good.
I know not to swallow gum.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
So, what else do you want to talk about, real quick? We have a few more minutes.
That's why I needed a hat.
Is that your thinking cap?
No, it's just like, I have long hair, like a little, like it's all messed up, so.
Oh, okay.
One more thing to say, actually two. There used to be a wrestler on GH.
Yep.
I mean, there actually was, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a wrestler, I've never heard of her wrestling. She was a quarterman's maid. I think she was in the hospital once, and I think a quick line of Tatanga was on GH.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who told you that?
My mom.
I thought that I told you when you were talking to my husband on Ring the Bell Radio.
Oh, yeah. I think it was you, yeah. Just don't remember.
That's okay.
I thought I had a good memory.
You do. But, I mean, you really, really do. Yeah, Alice was the Dominator. No,
Quartermain's.
She was.
Name. Yeah, on but the her show. The Dominator. Yeah,
that was her. Yeah, the Dominator was her wrestling name.
Yeah,
on the show.
On the show. Yep.
And have you heard of Tatanga?
Yes, I knew when he went to visit her. I didn't remember watching him, but I knew. I was like, "That's actually a wrestler."
Yeah, I imagine him in my head as him in a wrestling outfit, but I don't think that was it.
They should bring more wrestlers onto the show, though.
Yeah, maybe like celebrities, like really, really famous wrestlers.
Well, they've had a couple people, but they're older celebrities that not a lot of people know.
Is this a good example of a Rock?
That's a pad of paper. What?
I need an example of The Rock.
Oh, of The Rock? Like Dwayne Johnson?
The wrestler, yeah.
Okay. I don't think we could afford Dwayne Johnson.
No. Hey, just pay him $1,000. He can come on GH.
If he would take $1,000, I would pay him.
Yeah. I don't have it, so I don't think I would.
No.
I would pay John Cena or like Big Show to be on General Hospital.
Big Show would be awesome on. Oh, he could interview to be like one of Sonny's bodyguards or something. That'd be awesome.
Oh yeah. A good fake bodyguard would probably be like one of the lame wrestlers that didn't get much popular. Hey, like Justin Gabriel or someone. Someone could be Sonny's bodyguard. I mean, Frank is a good bodyguard.
Well, you know that Brick, the guy who plays Brick, Sonny's friend,
Brick?
He's actually a sportscaster. Like, he's famous.
Have you ever heard of the name Pat McAfee?
Yes. Yes. Because do you know what?
He's a wrestling announcer. Yeah.
He's also from where we live. Like our town. Yep.
He donates lots of money to our town. My daughter's a cheerleader and he's who paid for her cheerleading outfit.
Yep. He is from Plum, Pennsylvania.
Did you know we met the Iron Sheik's great niece?
Ooh. I did not know that.
Yeah, somehow.
That's cool.
It was at her neighbor's garage sale.
Oh, wow. That's like really random.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like you saw her at an event and she was there. No, she was
I've seen her a few times.
Trying to find some deals.
I've seen her a few times.
Cool. You know who else is from Pittsburgh?
Who?
Corey Graves.
Two wrestling announcers.
I saw him when he was in like one of the local circuits.
Hey, your husband's friend's friend is Corey Graves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's also a ring announcer from Raw and SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. And do you know who Kurt Angle is?
Of course.
Well, he used to be my husband's boss because he used to work for him. He's also from Pittsburgh.
We are blowing his mind.
I know. Yep. I met him a couple times.
This is so crazy. Hey, a guy that I had interviewed, his name is Michael Fairman.
Mm-hmm.
He is friends with Sting.
That is so cool.
And also, he's met and he is really good friends with Sonny, Maurice Bernard.
Yep.
Wow.
He knows a lot of famous people.
Yeah.
Michael Fairman.
Just like you, Pat McAfee. Everybody loves him.
I love that we're on par with Michael Fairman right now.
Go back and watch this year's WrestleMania in April. It's on Peacock.
Okay. Did you watch the Undertaker's documentary?
No, but we were there at the actual SmackDown event when he got
I know.
The Hall of Fame.
I was so jealous.
I'm so jealous of you meeting Kurt Angle and Pat McAfee and Corey Graves. Yeah.
Because Corey Graves also has a brother and they used to wrestle around here. And actually his brother was my personal favorite. His name was Sweetness. That was his wrestling name was Sweetness. He also was supposed to, I think that he did go down to Florida and then I think he got hurt or he did something and he just wound up not making it as far as Corey Graves did.
I need to ask my dad if he knows Sweetness because I thought I knew all the wrestlers, but I have no idea who he is.
Well, his real name is Samuel Elias.
Oh, I know a wrestler named Elias.
That's a different, yeah. Because Corey Graves' real name is Matt Polinsky.
Did you watch my match at the Christian Wrestling Federation?
Yes, that was so cool. How was it?
It was really fun. At the end, did you know I got the biggest crowd reaction?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to be the main event. Ended up stealing the show. If it was like a few seconds longer, but time would have ran out. That'd be mm-hmm. It was at least under 3 minutes, supposed to be. And just a few more seconds, and like it would have been, like the time would have ran out.
Did you get hurt at all?
No.
But you had to practice those moves, right?
Right. Our teachers picked us because we get to practice together at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I lost my shoe and put it back on. And when I watched the match at our YouTube channel, Ben Archer said, Chad Mad dominating as his shoe comes off.
Aw. There was something I was just going to say, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, this is actually our first probably wrestling General Hospital crossover. Tell JD he dropped the ball.
JD?
My husband.
Oh.
Because we keep saying that we're going to do the General Hospital wrestling crossover. We just kind of did it, right?
Just right now.
Just a bit, yep. I forget. There was seriously something I was thinking of when he was talking, and I forget what it was. It had to do with your wrestling match. Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean, like, I would remember if you had told me earlier.
I know.
You could have just interrupted me. I don't care.
No, I wasn't going to do that. I was listening to you. But I think we do have to start to get going, though, okay?
Okay.
Because we've been talking for over an hour. This is so much fun. I'm so sorry that it took us. I can't believe it has been a year.
I know.
I can't believe it either.
Well, I mean, we watch you every week, you know, we watch your videos.
And like 3 interviews. Like I've had like a few, I've had 1 2-time interview, like 3 interviews with the same podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like in years. I think the first time you interviewed me was when I was 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was your first interview. Remember?
Yeah. Remember.
And now you've been on everything.
Yeah. I've had a lot of interviews as well.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great.
And one of the best ones has been with you.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Maurice is probably the best one, right?
I really wouldn't want to say that because it's kind of rude.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay. No, we are not offended if you say that Maurice Bernardo is your best interview. We would.
We're just jealous we haven't got to talk to him.
I know. Next time you talk to him.
I would say it is my best interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really special because that's one of your favorite actors. So we can be your best non-actor interview.
I'm talking about like second favorite.
And then Maurice can be your first.
Okay.
That's okay.
I don't like being rude.
That's you are very sweet. That is very, very kind and considerate of you.
Thank you.
Well, keep up the great work. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
Instagram. You can find me on like General Hospital videos. I forgot the...
It's We Are the Tomlins. We Are the Tomlins.
Oh, We Are the Tomlins.
On Instagram.
We Are the Tomlins on Instagram. Twitter, you can find Max...
Updates GH.
Max Updates GH.
Do you want to throw in your wrestling one too? Because you do that for wrestling too.
I don't do it anymore, but I might do it.
Oh, you don't?
I might do it in the future, but if you want to watch just only a few of my old ones, you can Max WWE.
No, Max Updates WWE.
Max Updates WWE.
All right, thank you.
I'll be honest, I didn't check that one as much.
And find Pier 54 on Pier 54 General Hospital Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys again soon. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, Max.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't. I can't with that kid. He cracks me up.
He was so sweet too. I don't want to be rude. No, you can admit that Maurice is your favorite one because I have to be honest, he'd be up there on the top of ours also.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Oh, he's so cute.
I mean, we are so happy for him that he got that experience.
Of course.
You know, that's
a little bit jealous, but of course.
100% jealous, but absolutely. I mean, just so thrilled that he had that one-on-one time and so super sweet.
And the fact he was wearing the shirt too. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Adorable.
So we are going to have to send him. So we used to have merch and then long story short, somehow it just wound up not happening anymore. We did some changes, like platform changes and stuff, and we are no longer on that platform because they just couldn't get the things together that they said that they would be offering. And so we just never sought to continue it. But I think that that is going to be on the radar to get back up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Is some merch, but some t-shirts and stuff. But I love that he has his ranking system of jerks.
He gets revamping it, though. He's like, that one's 5.0. No, wait. That one says 5.0. But yeah. Finally got it down. We'll have to keep that so that we can ask next time we talk to him how the list has changed.
Well, especially once we find out whoever hooked Brando. Because right. What if it's someone that he likes?
Wow, that'll blow his mind.
That's conflicting.
Don't upset him like that. Come on.
I know. But I just I love his input, and he's very thoughtful. And
yeah.
You know.
So sweet.
Puts a lot of thought into everything. It's really sweet. But find Max on Instagram. We are the Tomlins. And on Twitter, it is at MaxUpdatesGH. And we'll have both of those links in the show notes. So you can just go on there. But he is so sweet. He does little... Oh, I guess we should have had him explain what it is that he does in case some of our listeners do not...
He gets us all on the same page of what's going on with GH. I love, he'll catch you up. But also, like, when we were asking questions, he was like, duh, of course. Like, come on.
Well, and that's actually what I meant. I don't know if that's what I meant to say, was sometimes I don't watch his updates because if I haven't watched the show.
Oh, right. We don't want to spoil for ourselves.
Right. So I catch at least one a week, I would say. Usually I try to at least get the Friday one. That way
I get caught up for the week. Yeah.
But watch him. He does little videos every night after watching General Hospital. Sometimes he watches it during the day recently.
Ooh.
I know. And I'm like, I cannot be on Instagram early because then I might catch Max before it's on Hulu.
Right.
But yeah. So we hope that you enjoyed our chat with Max, and make sure to follow him. And I'm sure that that is not the last time we are going to speak with him.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
So.
All right. Join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
And have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.